I know. Well, okay, I just have to get this. Okay, good. So it says, Yishakeinu min ishikus pihu, ki toim nedecha miyoyen. So the Goyen says, Pirush, shemidaba derech moshel, kimoish and neberes hamalkal amelech. So the words that he's using is the words that Malkal is hamelech. So it's an ishika pel peh, and that's why it's saying ishakeinu ishikos pihu. Because the different types of ishikas, you could be ishika on the yad. An ishikas peh is, first of all, seen in Svarim, it's sort of a dveikus of ruach to ruach. It's when your pnimius and the other person's pnimius, it's the ruach of a person is where his so to speak his neshama, his teichen, and a chibur. It says in the Zohar there's a chibur of the guf to the guf. That's the physical chibur, and there's a chibur of the ruach to the ruach, and that's neshika. Now, the Goyen says there's a certain remez here. V'hainu shekol mokrim shekosu bivov uloshen zocha. So Rashi over here says, the Goyen is saying in Rashi that the kavana over here is the kavana of having zocher and nekeva together. That's why it says pihu. The word pihu really says quite a bunch of times in Tanakh. It's not as if there's one place where it says. It's interesting to know why the Goyen. I mean, I did see somebody brings down that the Zohar Kaddish is medayik the word pihu also, and the Goyen is sort of segueing off it probably. But it's not such a strong deal, because there are quite a few places where pure in prose, in normal language, piv would be shekeinu mishikas piv. Pihu is more poetic, but it appears enough times that, you know, I guess dash all the times it appears. But he says, so the vav is usually lashon zacha, and the hay is nekeva. Now, it's like loy and lo. So vav is usually lashon zacha, and the hay is usually lashon nekeva. This has in itself much meaning. First of all, the vav is a long, is a long thin line, and the Goyen says that when something is in that line, let's say, is a pipeline. There's nothing. There's no harchava, there's nothing there that becomes any bigger or more developed. So just like the aver of the zacher, when it's moiled the tipa was the same inside as outside. The aver of the zacher did nothing in terms of development, but just transferred it to onto the nekeva. The hay is a broad letter. The hay takes up full shetach. It's as square as you can get, I guess. It's something which has the fullest amount of shetach amongst the letters, and therefore the hay is seen like the nekeva, who she takes a tipa of zera and broadens it and has moiled it and brings it out. That's the tzura of the vav in the hay. In the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a big chalukah, the four letters in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The vav represents the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are mashpia onwards, and the hay represents the world that is mekabel the hashba and fleshes it out. So as far as we go, as far as we in this world, anything comes from the world above is extremely limited, narrow. It's a germ, it's a seed. And we in this world are meant to flesh it out and to bring it out to Olam HaMaisa. That's how the name Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is written. So, what the Kala is being misaved to is the chibur of Zochet Nekeva, the fact that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes together, it's moiled a lot. So it's not only that the Kala enjoyed him, it's the chibur together. The Zoch is able to bring out what he wants, just like a person gets married, he's able to develop, to bring out what it is that he has b'pnim yusoy. So too, that's what we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kan k'se v'piyo Zoch n'kev b'yachad, zeh k'van sash chosn kala pel peh. So Rashi's hadgosha of chosn kala is that this is a p'china v'chibur of the ultimate Zohar, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ultimate Nekeva, which is us. Ki toiv nadecha miyayin. Pirush. Sha'avoscha godola yoyse mi'avas yayin. The av is more chavit to me to avas yayin. So, now he's going to go back and explain where it is that we have all of these different chiburim. What's the sheirish that chibur of Zoch Nekeva that we remember and we're so fond? Ve'inyan kishtei dibros Hashem zegvur shemanim v'ashami pi Moshe. First two dibros we heard from Kadosh Baruch directly, and the other ones from Moshe. Now, this will be the explanation. This will be explanation of what it is that the chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the first two, since we heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, there was a chibur of dibur that not exist by others. Kishtei dibur v'gvor shemanu v'asham pi Moshe v'lechein kosu b'shei dibur s'ashayin es loshem medabe ba'doi, the fact that it's written in personal language anoich Hashem alekecha v'chein li'elokhe l'macherim alponai. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly speaking. So the first two are a direct conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an Ishikos Peh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other ones are a narration from Moshe telling them what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. Amina b'medrash b'shoa sh'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu anoichi nikva hatoyer b'libo ubishoa sh'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu lilocho posi yitzor b'neihem v'kim v'shoa mudaba ata imanu chozek moishahu. So you see also that these two are the sheirish of a different type of chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a type of chibur that would have made toiv and ra, you know, become permanent, the toiv become permanent and the akir of ra become permanent. Now he says, "V'kim shabadach mazon, kishnei dibros hashenis, heim klal kol ha'teira, v'yadua sheshivim ponim la'teira." So these two are the klal of teira, and you always have the following setup. This is what the goyin is going to be meramis. This is the goyin. The klal just gives mar mekomos. Basically, and this is not different here that way. so he says that you have Shivim Panim Torah, but you have two klolim. Now, it's similar to you have the fleshing out of something into its greatest level of pratim, like he's going to speak about Shivim Umis, and yet there are two shroshim for it. So you have two klolim that are koil everything. Kimoi shivim umois in Mesav Yishmol. You have ayin umis, and ayin umis are Esav and Yishmol. The goyin has a cheshbon by the korbanis that I can the parechag that I can neged Esav and Yishmol. It gets split up into 35 Esav and 35 Yishmael. V'chein lahav l'shim shemes ha'kdoishim. Ha'klolim heim ani v'hu. So it could be that this over here, the ani v'hu, is a sort of a Rosh Tevis of sorts to Adnus and Havaya. Not clear, and I see he has different shotim, but the two names that are called, all the names are Adnus and Havaya. Shem Roshim v'kol nekulam. V'chein b'shivim Sanhedrin nikra lehem shnayim shem Roshim. There are two people that are head of the Sanhedrin. It's it is interesting because the two people, one is there's the Nasi, and then there's the I think the Rosh Bezdin is called, or the Av Bezdin maybe. The Rambam brings the two names. It's very, very hard to understand what the second one does. At the Mufla, I think it's called the Mufla. What? Yeah. So it's very hard to know. The head of the Bezdin, the Rosh of the Bezdin, the Av of the Bezdin, I understand. What is that other person's tafkid? It's very, very hard to understand the Rambam. It just seems you just remind a second guy and that's it. I saw there's a Yid, Reb Reuven Margolyes. I don't know if you're familiar with his farim or not. Yes. Who mentioned it? Reb Shlomo Spitz? Oh yeah. He brings over here that he has a veto power and he can be maimed Ladin again. It's fascinating. He brings Raya's, interesting Raya's, it's very Chakav. But Akoponim, there are two Roshim for that. And he said it's spelled out in the Pasuk spells out in Yirmiyah. So, that's where you get Ayin Beis. There's Nasi, and then there's the Mufla Shebe Bezdin, or the Av Bezdin. So that's where. Yeah. Right. 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 Yes, he has a marker, clear marker. Akaponim v'cheini says shivim umois. Chutz me Edom Yishmael Shem Roshim Akolim. So you have Shivim Umis besides Yishmael and Esav, and they are the ones that call of thing. Chen Shivim Palam Atoira. You have Ayin Palam Atoira. Ushnei Dibes Oshayin Yisem Kolam Kolam Mitzvahs. Anoichi Kolam Kolam Mitzvahs. Sese Lecho Kolam Kolam Mitzvahs. So you have the same, a similar setup that for every large, what's the right word for it, fleshing out of a tzur ruchnis, you have these two that are you have these that you always have two Rashim. V'chein shivim v'antar tshei b'zor shen kol mitzis anoich kol mitzis esei lelecha kol mitzis lois esei v'chein machmas anoich hinik v'atar b'libam v'lvavam v'chelek ha'esei v'machmas lelecha pasak zu masam. Anoichi is a vav, neshenokut hanun b'tnu ascholim. So it's sort of like a vav there. Lo yilecha is hey, I guess because of the hey that's in the word. Now, So basically what he's saying is that the mitzvahs asay are there mitzad the asiyah. That's why it's a b'chinas zacher. Ve'anoichu is nikotar b'libam. It's any time you're trying to be mashpeh leikus, you're trying to do something and so on, you have anoichi. And that's the sheirish of mitzvahs essays. Mitzvahs lois essays are the are keilu mitzad. You don't want to ruin the mekabel. If the world is meluchlach and averis, it cannot be a kli kibel felikus. So you have the two different avodas. One of them is a zach avoda, which is hashpah. One of them is to be a kli. In other words, in for the world to be a kli that's roed to be meichel in it, a shchina, kadosh baruch hu, etc., it needs to have a it cannot have any pegam in it, can't have any revav in it. So that becomes a kli kibul for ruchnias. That is the chalukah between the two. It's also anoichi. I mean, kipshuta, it's an essay, and it's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi Hashem lekecha. Loyia would mean that you take the musig of God and you divide it up to avodah zarah, which basically destroys the idea of lehus. So you have a lehus, but you destroy it by giving it over to different kohos and so on. So that's where Neuchel Lielucha become the heads of that, and that's where the essays and los essays become the you also the chaluk over here between the basically what he's saying is all of the mitzvahs that we have today mipi Moshe, and they're supposed to be and that's only sort of so to speak second best. The sheirish of it was mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had anoichen leilecha been separate from the other ones and not klolim, but just very important mitzvahs, we'd have them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would not have anything else. To the matzav is that in anoichi you have every positive aspect of Torah involved, and lo you have every negative. Since the sheirish were heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so at least in terms of potential, we have that also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not as if we have 611 mitzvahs that really went nowhere, and we have to bring down 611 mitzvahs. No, we have to dig out those mitzvahs because they're all buried in Anoichi Leilecha. V'zeo she'amr chazal bo David min al chadis. Yeah, what? Right. Then you have no sheirish in you of lo sasei, correct? I'm not sure. In other words, I these things are always hard to know when things worked out in a certain way. Is the pshat, as far as this was concerned, there was no bechira? Because Baruch just shoved it down our throat and said, "Kindle, this way it's going to be. You better like it." Or is the pshat there would have been a different eitzah? It would have been more of a kilkel. I don't know. I have no idea. Then he says, yeah. So had we been zeicha, everything would have been from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had we been zeicha to mikav everything, it would have been from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would have been basically the end of it, because it would have been very hard to not be mekayim things that we were mischaber to us coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we said we're not bekoyach, that means we're not ready yet for it. The bria is not holding there yet, so we had to go through the long route. It probably harbor hotalian that way. Okay, then he says, "V'zeshem Razal po David v'midan al acharesrei." So, one of the, I guess, difficult things is what kind of number is 11? It's kind of a weird number. One, "V'midan al achas," I understand. "V'midan al shloisha," 3, I understand. 6 and 11 are kind of, you know, just random numbers. So if you look at the 11, there are 6 mitzvahs essay and 5 los essay. So again, you have the vav and the hey, the chibur between the two. She neger anoichi, shehu vav, which is hey. So you have 11 being miramis to the vav and the hey, in a way that is, you know, by the gematria shabai, but still, that's the point of it. Veim kineged toyer shebeksav, which is chamishachum shetoyer, ve toyer shebalpeh, shem shisha siri mishnah. Now, this is very interesting, because the one would have expected that the vav and the hey would be reversed in some way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us the Torah Shabbat B'Ksav. We are sort of doing the Torah Shabbat Peh, so it's a little bit strange, the Seder Dvar. The truth is, it's not at all strange, because when we're talking about where we, in other words, Chamisha Chumshe Torah are fixed. They are what they are, and that's it. You can't add a tag, and you can't take away a tag. It's exactly the way it is. That's a b'china in a sense of nekeva. But Moshe Shapiro used to say always, it says nokva lischarcha. It means be koveh for me the schar. So anything that has a hay in it has gvulas. Hey is connected 4 sides and an akuda in the middle. The dalet with an akuda. So the gvulos are dafke in hey. Torah has gvulos. V'zayis ha-Torah, ha-shamayisha, and so on. Torah is very clearly defined. It does not allow for any additions or subtractions. This is Torah exactly it is, and that's it. Torah Shebal Peh is kuloi, what shall we call it, para verava. It's constantly flowing, it's constantly misrabe. Torah Shebal Peh is not just the shas that we have, it's anything that Talmud Vasik is also the Schadish, and therefore also the Chadish, and therefore anything that is a anything that is has in itself a koyach of chiddush and development belongs to this to this inyan of the vav and b'meila. So even though a klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Shebeksav came to him and Torah Shebeksav came from us, when we're talking about the teichna inyan, in other words, what is its role in avodah, in other words, how does it manifest itself? Then Torah Shebeksav manifests itself in its, what's the right word for it? In the fact that it's sealed, in the fact that it is what it is, and the Torah Shebal Peh is sort of a bleak gevul. It's mamshich, it's constantly adding more and so on. And also has no final tzura to it. It's just like you don't have. From the Zohar we say whatever comes out does not have a tzura to it. Torah Shebal Peh has no definitive tzura, and the Gemara the content of the Gemara is Kaddish, not the specific words. You can constantly keep changing and moving forward. A Bezdin can outrule another Bezdin. So there's less definition and a lot more potential there. Okay, I'm going to need to stop here. I have to go. Any questions, any points, anything?